On Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA, it's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, once again, we have the folks from Arts Altoona with us. President of Arts Altoona is Donna Gordy. Donna, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Doug.
And we've been doing a series on America 250 PA Blair County, and you've been bringing different guests in.
Absolutely.
And we have some very special guests today for that.
We do. We have a couple gentlemen that I've been friends with for a long time, and they are both very active, very involved members of our America 250 PA Blair County Commission. We have the chair of said commission, A.C. Stickle, who's also the county controller and a longtime friend, as I mentioned, and Glenn Nelson from Fort Roberto, because there's lots of events coming up at the fort over the next month or two.
Well, a Revolutionary War fort, you would think. Yeah. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
A.C., why don't we start with you, since you're the director, I guess, of the commission, and the events have already started happening.
Oh, my goodness. We started about a year ago. We had we planted a Liberty Tree out at Fort Roberto that was sponsored by the Masons. We had a bell painted by local artist Leah McNall, a Liberty Bell, that was sponsored by Del Grosso's, and it resides at Del Grosso's Park, so you really should go out and see it. It's really a magnificent piece of
art.
Just
as you go in past Laguna Splash.
Yes, through the parking lot to the wherever you're going.
Is that
going
to stay there?
Yes. They move it inside for the winter, but it's
I would imagine that's protected in some way, so the paint job is going to last a long time.
They put an extra special automotive coat on it, so it will last longer. And then, yes, it's undercover at the park, and then I think they move it in for the winter. And
just change the oil every so often. Yeah. And you'll have it around for another 250
That's right.
years.
Yeah, 0 to 76 in, I don't know.
in 1 second.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do we begin with the stuff that's to come up? Because, I mean, there are things happening, it seems, almost every week now as we get closer and closer to the 4th itself.
So we did all those things a year ago, and then we've really started. We've been, we've been going to civic groups and I think several of the Rotary Clubs, Kiwanis. I can't even list everywhere that we've been. We've been to the Greystone. I think we're going to Garvey Manor to talk about what we're doing and promote those items. Biggest things are kicking off. Tomorrow will be the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution, event, America 250, then and now at Legion Park. That'll be a big event, and that's their event, but we're certainly part of that. They're part of our commission, and we're part of that. Then we've got some things at Fort Roberto that Glenn will talk about around Flag Day. We have, and then we'll be at Heritage Plaza on Flag Day.
June 14th, for those who have not noticed by now, that's Flag Day every year, but even more special this year.
It's one of the few things that doesn't get changed to a Monday.
Yeah.
So that's always the biggest change is usually it's at noon at Heritage Plaza, but since it's on Sunday, it'll be at 1 o'clock. At Heritage Plaza.
And if people wonder why, if you stand on Heritage Plaza and look up at Gospel Hill, there's the flag.
There's the flag.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more accessible than going up to Gospel Hill. But then we have really a whole host of things. But the biggest, our biggest day, our signature events are on June 20th. And so America 250 PA has a big program to get people moving, and they give awards if you walk or bike through Pennsylvania parks so many miles. And I was really, really excited about that until I found out they meant bicycle and not motorcycle. So in conjunction with the Hog Chapter here in Altoona and a lot of other motorcycle groups, we will have America 250 PA Freedom Ride that'll leave I think about 11:30 is kickstands up from the Hollidaysburg Veterans Home. Go out to Fort Roberto and then back to PNG Field. And then our really big signature event that evening will be the Star Spangled Symphony. And we'll have the Altoona Community Band. We'll be performing at 6:30 as people enter the stadium. Then about 7:30 we'll start our program that will include the Altoona Symphony Orchestra on the over home plate, and they'll be performing a wonderful patriotic concert that will end with the 1812 Overture, and instead of live cannons, we will have fireworks.
Now, number one, people love going to the Curve Games for the fireworks.
Yep.
They're on the road that week. So you have this, you have the park, you have it available. And the thing that I have always talked about the symphony is there are people like, that's too stuffy, I don't think I'd like. Here, you don't have to go to the Mishler. And by the way, no offense to the Mishler, it's a fantastic venue. And I love the fact that it's been restored and lovingly cared for all these years by the Blair County Arts Foundation. But if you're reluctant, if you say, no, it's not for me, go to this. It'll change your mind.
It will. It will. It definitely will change your mind. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal concert. It'll be a phenomenal time. The concessions will be open.
So you can get a Curve Burger.
You can get a Curve Burger.
There you go. Don't have to go to the game. Get a Curve Burger. And it's free to go to this, right?
It is. I'm being an accountant, I'm hesitant to call it free, but the admission is free.
The admission is free. Because somebody's got to pay the piper and
yes,
the entire orchestra.
We have sponsors.
Yes, we do have. We're very grateful for our many, many sponsors. I hate raising money. I absolutely despise it. But this is one of those things, the few people that I had to make an ask, I said, I promise you, I will never ask for money for this again. So, but many people have been very generous and open and willing.
Want to thank any of them?
Two in particular, Stuckey Automotive is one of our big sponsors, and NPC, News Printing Company in Claysburg. We wanted to produce an activity book that we could put in the hands of students in Blair County, so we asked them what they could do for us, and they printed 30,000 copies of a 28-page activity book that we have in, we've already delivered to almost every school district in Blair County, public school district, and just about all of the private schools in Blair County also have them. Now we're putting them in libraries where we can. We're putting them in just a variety of different places where you can get them. And they're not just coloring books. There are some coloring pages, but there are also some seek and find and word search and so on that are related to what we're doing.
Yeah, it's a stealth history book. Kids are going to look at this and go, oh, it's just a coloring book. No, there's some more stuff in there. You'll eventually find it.
It is.
After you've
it
colored
is.
All the pictures, you can check. And also there's this whole thing now, or there was a hot thing a couple of years ago with adults doing coloring books. Mm-hmm. So get this one.
It's
great.
Book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that AC brought some by at WRTA mm-hmm. offices. Whilst they last, you can pick them up there. But like he said, the libraries would probably be the best place to get those. How long have you been planning all this, by the way?
About 250 years. We formed by the county commissioners ordained this commission just about 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago. The America 250 PA has been in existence for about 8 years, and then we got active just about 4 years ago, and we got a few people, and we said, oh, that's you know,
so far
years
in the future,
away.
Who cares?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And now we're down to less than 60 days.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll ask Glenn, I'll ask AC, I'll ask Donna. Some of us remember 1776. Admittedly, 200 is
1976, not 17.
Oh, 19, yes, 1976. Well, I was feeling a bit old today. Some of us remember 1976. Some of us feel like we remember 1776. But all right, remembering the bicentennial, it seemed like it was a much bigger deal than the 250. Or am I wrong on that, Glenn?
I would say the bicentennial was a bigger deal. And I think the farther you get away from celebrations and the more of them that there is. I graduated high school 1976 from Hollidaysburg. And like I remember in our yearbook, our class colors were red, white, and blue. And we've heard people tell stories. And of course, that's when the fort was being built. It was Blair County's bicentennial project. So the fort was built between 1974 and 1976. But I think the Blair County Commission of A250 PA has done a wonderful job. I work nationally and across eastern PA. and we're ahead of the game in a lot of communities and counties across Pennsylvania.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I was much younger, but I noticed the kids seem to be more into the idea than the adults, except for those who planning things like the tall ships and everything mm-hmm. else that went on in 1976. Maybe everybody will suddenly say, oh, wait, there's all this stuff going on. I should be excited about it. I should get my flag out there and fly it.
Yeah, it's exciting. And AC has his on today. I've been wearing my patriotic shirts more regularly, trying to get that enthusiasm going. And on Kettle Road, there's a home now that has the little United States flags, and they're flanked by A250 flags. So every time I go by their house, like I honk at them in appreciation.
Nice. I wasn't aware there was an official 250 flag.
There is one America 250 PA Blair County flag in the county courthouse. It was presented at the kickoff that the state organization did. I forget. I think that was February. And we met. They presented it to Commissioner Burke and myself, and I agreed to let it there as long as I could take it and use it when I needed to. So the commissioner's meeting room has an America 250 PA Blair County flag there. We've produced some lapel pins and some buttons. That's about the only thing that we've done. There's a lot of you can go on Amazon and find tons of stuff, or straight to America 250 and get all sorts of things. For us, we don't have a store. We don't want to have to charge sales tax and report all that sort of thing. Another thing that we have done is Jim Lowe, who most people know. He's the president of the Blair County Historical Association and retired school teacher, just all-around good guy, was asked to be part of a group of people that would write a Blair County history book of the Revolution. And didn't get a lot of enthusiasm, so he just wrote it himself.
It's available.
It is available. We're asking for a $25 donation to cover the cost of those books. But it's just really a terrific thing, a Revolutionary War history of Blair County.
It's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen. It's Arts Altoona. With us, A.C. Stickle from America 250 PA Blair County, Glenn Nelson from Fort Robideau in Sinking Valley. Donna Gordy, what's going on with Arts Altoona this summer?
So this evening, Saturday, May 30th, there is an event put together by an entity called An Emergency Scene, and several musical groups are performing, one called Postseason, one The Big Game, and there are more. Start runs from 5:30 to 11 p.m. This evening at the Arts Altoona Center in the Grotto. We are starting to have some paint parties, activities. We have one coming up on Wednesday, June 17th at 6 p.m., a door hanger. And there are two opportunities for that. One is a lovely flower bouquet in a vase. And the other is tied in with our theme here today. And that is a heart shape with flag made out of swirls and stripes. And you can write on there, "Land that I love," or some such wonderful phrase that you would like. So again, that's June 17th from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is likely in the boardroom at the Arts Altoona Center. We have two summer programs coming up, one for the younger kids. Grades 2, 3, and 4 is based on the Ice Age of certain movie themes, fame, and that is the week beginning on June 22nd. And then for the older kids, grades 5, 6, and 7 starts July 6th through 10, and that's based on a Star Wars theme that you may have heard about somewhere. There's another musical concert on August 14th called Sonarfest. So stay tuned. The best thing to do, as always, is watch our Facebook page and go to events or go to more, and then events are listed there to know what all is going on at the Arts Altoona Center.
ArtsAltoona.org. Also, for following the stuff going on with America 250, America 250 PA Blair.org, and also their Facebook page. and, of course, the Fort Robideau, fortrobideau.org, and their Facebook page. We will have links to all that on the podcast page of this program coming up on WRTA.com afterwards. Glenn Nelson is director of Fort Robideau in Sinking Valley. You have a couple things coming up. Most notably, the Star-Spangled Fourth, which you do every year. We mentioned it, but you have something coming up the 12th to the 14th of June.
Yes, June 12th to the 14th, we have our Legacy Weekend. And the Legacy Weekend is specifically designed for A250. It's a weekend to celebrate the descendants of those who served and restored Fort Robideau. We'll feature new exhibits like our lead mine, have some folk music from the time period, and a chance to discover living skills that were on the frontier. So Saturday, June 13, is the Frontier and Civilian Life Day, and we'll have various activities like tinsmithing and blacksmith, fiber on the frontier, which is like taking the flax plant from seed to making a fiber that would be clothing on your back. We'll have the spinning wheel, colonial clothing, quilling, which is an arts and craft. Flee to the Fort is an activity we do regularly with our school tours. And what Flee to the Fort is about, people didn't realize Fort Robideau was a regional military garrison. So when there was rumors or communication that there was a raiding party or danger on the frontier, people would grab their essentials and run to the fort. So we call that activity Flee to the Fort. There'll be frontier cooking and weaving and such. So that's the data thing. And our big feature that's new for the Legacy Weekend, we have a musical instrument and toys petting zoo. So instead of having animals, there'll be musical instruments and colonial toys. So there'll be instruments such as dulcimers, hammer dulcimers, banjo, possibly a harp, steel drum and such, where the kids and families can actually play those instruments. And there's actually a sign that goes with it that all things can be played with, and adults may play if accompanied by a child. So they need the child to do that. And that's with Jim Hamilton. He's a longtime professor at Penn State in Shavers Creek. And Jim's bringing that show with us. And the other neat thing we have is the Whiskey Rebellion viewing from WPSU. They are doing a documentary film on the Whiskey Rebellion for their 250th anniversary of the United States. And they asked if they could have some special screenings at Fort Robideau, and they'll be on Saturday, June 13th at 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So they'll be screening. It's a 30-minute documentary film that will later be on WPSU.
But you can see it there first.
Yes.
As part of the celebration.
Yes.
For people that don't know, the fort is out in Sinking Valley. They may have been past it. They were probably there when they were in school. But if they haven't been recently, hey, they're welcome to show up.
Oh, yes. This is a great program, both this and the Star-Spangled Fort. One of the things I'd like to share with the A250, and then on Sunday, it's the military day. And June 14th, besides Flag Day, is also the birthday of the Continental Army, and it was established on June 14th, 1775. So think about that. The Congress was smart enough to establish the Army before they signed the Declaration of Independence.
And would that all government be so forward-thinking?
Yes. That was it. And that showed you the leadership that they had to think about during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, we have the Pennsylvania Garrison. They're a reenactment group that does war. They'll do a manual arms, and they'll do some drilling, and they'll be available and accessible to the public. And another new feature we have, 10:30 in the morning, we're going to have a black robe pastor out to give a fiery sermon about why his church and the listeners should support the war effort, and that'll be part of AC's promotion of that day's the Black Robe. So Sunday's the military, the resistance, the revolutionary thing. And the last thought is people don't realize Fort Robideau was Army built. It was a Continental Army General Robideau, who was also a congressman in the U.S., and it was built by the Continental Army to defend a lead mining operation, because early in the war, we didn't have munitions. We didn't have lead to make musket balls and such. At Fort Roberta, most of the musket balls found were manufactured in England and shipped over here by the king. When we signed that Declaration of Independence, the king wasn't too keen on sending us musket balls anymore.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
That didn't necessarily work out as well as some people had thought as far as Fort Roberto. I mean, the original.
Yes.
So it's interesting, but at least they had the idea to try that.
Yes.
Yeah. What's going to go on for the Star-Spangled Fourth?
Well, at the Star-Spangled Fourth, we have all-American volunteer rosters, and they're the people that are out there today doing education stations for 120 students, and they do their education stations. It's kind of like a big open house, and people visit, and they rotate around, and they learn about tinsmithing. They learn about colonial clothing. They learn about frontier cooking and all that. So you can actually visit with your family and do the same stations that the school students get during their school tours.
Oh, okay. So it's a refresher, or if you never were, now you can go.
Yes.
And the reading of the Declaration, as always.
Oh, yes. The reading of the Declaration at 2 o'clock is a tradition at the fort, and AC has some more news on the celebration after reading the Declaration.
Okay.
So this is something that we started doing 4 or 5 years ago, but this year we'll be having veterans take part in reading the Declaration of Independence, something that we talk about all the time. We support the Declaration, and we should follow the Declaration, and it's a wonderful document. But when's the last time you actually read it? It really is a marvelous document, some might say inspired. And it's really a great time to enjoy it. And we've had more and more people come and listen and participate and listen intently to the words of our founding fathers. So we'll do the Declaration, then the Glenn and his folks will do some recruiting of young people to join the militia.
Rubberdale recruits.
And then it's a birthday party, right? What do you have to have when you have a birthday party?
Cake.
You have to have cake. So we'll be about 2 o'clock, or I guess about 2:30 maybe, we will be serving cupcakes. We'll cut a cake and we'll have a party. And then in the fort, we love to go out to the fort anytime, but particularly on Independence Day. And this year, absolutely, I wouldn't be anywhere else but Fort Roberto. We also have the NGJOSA race in the morning that we'll be promoting.
Downtown
Altoona. And there are things related to that, even on the 3rd. There are a lot of things going on the 3rd of July. And then we will end the evening with Summer Thunder at Del Grosso's Park. They always have incredible fireworks. And this year, Joe told me last year, he said, I want a bigger budget for fireworks for this year. So,
The 250 only comes once every 250
that's
years.
Right.
So you might
that's
well
right.
Do it up.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned earlier about the difference between there seemed to be more excitement for the bicentennial than there is the semi-quincentennial. That's because people could spell bicentennial.
There's some merit to that.
And pronounce it.
It's even difficult to pronounce semi-quincentennial, let alone spell it.
Easy but for you to say.
That's why we call it the A250.
Yeah. I think that works out. I mean, Summer Thunder, and followed by the world's biggest traffic jam getting out. But hey, you know, you get to see the fantastic fireworks. So why not?
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, and as far as, there's going to be, I think we've already talked about a couple of things going on with fireworks this year. There may be just a few more than there have been in previous years, so you get your opportunity, but you want to see them on the 4th, too.
I believe that there will be, Reuters Museum will be putting on fireworks on the 3rd. I believe the Curve, there's no game, but they will have an event that will include fireworks on the 3rd. So you can look at both ends of town.
Yeah, the Altoona Curve lists an Altoona Curve event, PNG Field, more details, TBA.
Yes.
And I'm told
yes.
One of the people in this room actually has some idea what it is, but we're not going to tell you just yet because they didn't announce it.
That's right.
I can't imagine who that would be, and I'm not going to say. I'm not even going to give you the initials and let you work on it. But these are just some of the things that are going on, and I can't stress enough that there are so many things. There's something for everybody. It's all family-friendly. It's all Yeah, most of this stuff is free. Now, as A.C. Stickle said, it costs money, but it's free admission or free to attend. Is there a fundraising aspect that's still going on for the organization?
So, yes, we will always take your money. and any donation, $250 and above, we'll get your name probably on the Jumbotron at the Curve for our concert, and we'll list it in other documents. But we don't have a whole lot more to do. We did list anybody that had given through January, the end of January. We listed in our activity book, and we'll be doing some more things. And we're very appreciative. The concert is a very expensive endeavor, but we've done very well. And I think we'll continue to do well, and we've paid for a lot of things, and that's going to be a great evening. Any money that we have left over, we're not going to keep until the tricentennial. We are going to. We've done some other things on Law Day, May 1st. We had an essay and poster contest, and we gave out I think $740 worth of Barnes & Noble gift cards that we gave out to students who won those, and we had some really great entries. Glenn and Donna were both judges on that, so they did a great job, and really we had some great entries. Anything left at the end, we will, in all likelihood, split between Fort Robideau and the Blair County Historical Society. They're really Jim Lowe from the Historical Society and Glenn Nelson from the Fort have really been key in everything that we've done and really poured a lot into this. I mean, we've got people from media, we've got people from business, we've got people from education, we have members of both political parties. It's really been a great
collaboration.
Yeah. It's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, Donna Gordy from Arts Altoona, A.C. Stickle from America 250 PA Blair County, Glenn Nelson from Fort Robideau and Sinking Valley. We're talking about some of the big events for the 250th celebration. What's the correct term, A.C.?
Semi-quincentennial.
Again, we'll let you say that, and we'll say 250. Donna Gordy from Arts Altoona, you wanted to mention some things, including one that's happening at the Arts Altoona Center that we talked about last time, and something tomorrow.
Right. AC mentioned the Freedom Motorcycle Run on June 20 and the Star Spangled Symphony on June 20. In between those two events, Arts Altoona is having the culmination of our photo contest with an exhibit of the highlighted photos that were submitted by amateurs 14 and up throughout Blair County with an America's theme. And that will take place from noon to 5 in the sanctuary at the Arts Altoona Center. And there will be live music, different groups performing each hour, I believe on the hour. So it will be a nice afternoon. You can kind of come and go as you please. All that information will probably be posted soon on our Facebook and website. So again, that's Saturday, June 20th, before you go off to the Star Spangled Symphony at the Curve to hear the Altoona Community Band at 6:30 and the fabulous Altoona Symphony Orchestra at 7:30. I wanted to reiterate Community Day Now and Then, which is tomorrow, Sunday, May 31st. Nina Ritchie was here with me last month, and we highlighted that. But a lot of work by the DAR, the Adam Holliday Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, has gone into this. There'll be lots of music. They're doing a special flag retirement service at the very beginning of the event, and just lots of other things. That's out at Legion Park between Hollidaysburg and Duncansville from noon to 6. So again, come and go as you want. There will be all kinds of activities, all kinds of information about things coming up. Also, I think anybody who knows me knows how much I care for Leadership Blair County. I've been privileged to be part of that program from its inception. And this year's class is having doing a tie-in with the 250. It's Together for 250 Barbecue Bash, sponsored by the Class of 2026. And it's supporting Sweat for the Vets, which is a wonderful local organization. And this is taking place on June 6th at the Jaffa Shrine from 4 to 7. And again, that involves gambling and alcohol, so no...
21 plus.
No young...
We found the one that is not family-friendly necessarily.
Right. No young people at that one, but it's going to be a wonderful event.
So if you're older, it's family-friendly.
Absolutely. If your family is all 21 and up, it's
great.
There
you go.
Lots of other things arts-wise coming up in the community. Crescent Lake Playhouse, which has long been near and dear to my heart as well, is doing Godspell. It's running now through June 5th. The Railroaders Memorial Museum always has lots of events, and their Wing Fest Express with live music is coming up on Saturday, June 6th. Baker Mansion is kicking off their summer Sunday Concert on the Lawn series with the Rocket Blasters at 2 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th. The Mishler, the next event coming up is Friday, June 12th, Eagle Mania at the Mishler at 8 p.m. And Saturday the 13th, Southern Allegheny's Museum of Art, the whole group, not just the Altoona, are celebrating their 50th anniversary gala at Scotch Valley Country Club. And then on Thursday, June 18th, Harriet Gaston is going to be the speaker at the Genealogical Society at 7 p.m., Freedom Fighters, Black Loyalists, and Black Patriots. So there were, go figure, African-Americans on both sides of the American Revolutionary War. So I'm sure Harriet's been doing a lot of research about that and will be presenting in the lovely new room at the Genealogical Society there. Again, that's Thursday, June 18th at 7 p.m. And also coming up in the end of June, if people pick up flyers from America's 250, they may see it says there's an event on July 27 and 8 that should say June 27 and 8. Let Freedom Ring is a production of P&J Productions, known mostly for their plays. They just did Frozen at the Mishler in conjunction with Penn State Altoona. And Morgan Koziar from now Discover Blair County is going to be the host for it. But it will be lots of music presented by folks who are very talented with their singing performances through the community. So that's June 27 and 28 at Penn State Altoona in the Michonne Family Center for Performing Arts.
There's a lot of other stuff going on. The Williamsburg Community Farm Show is going to do a 250 celebration as well. That's on, June 27th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, I think. And the Ag Parade in Martinsburg is on mm-hmm. July 7th, so they're going to have a 250 theme. Everybody, you know, with all the great events that we have in this area, it's nice that so many of them can work in a component for the 250. Mm-hmm.
And Bellwood is putting together amount of events coming up, too.
That's in July, I believe, the weekend of the 12th. Yeah. Bellwood will be doing something. There were a couple things that I missed. There's just so many.
Yeah.
Veterans group, now it escapes me, that has been raising money to restore the clock tower at the courthouse.
The American Legion.
American Legion, right? Yes. They have... at 9:45 on July 4th, they'll be rededicating the clock tower, and we're told the bell will ring. Maybe I should say the bell will toll.
Toll.
on that day. And then two things related to that. We're asking any church, public building, or private building, if you have a bell, please ring it at noon on July 4th. Mm. And then we're also asking, I know the courthouse is going to do so. I've asked... the city of Altoona and any other municipal building or home throughout Blair County.
Or business.
We would love you to light up your building with red, white, and blue on July 4th. The county's actually going to do it from sometime the end of May, Memorial Day weekend through July 4th, probably even later than that. But
light to unite.
Yes, light to unite.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So, any light that you've got,
Yes.
Porch
yes.
light at home,
yep.
whatever.
Yes. Yes.
I imagine somebody going out and putting a red light in one night, putting a blue light in the next, putting the white light in the next night. You don't have to do it that way, but anything you got.
Yes. That'll just be terrific. I think people are people are so busy and there's so much political noise and so on that people have just kind of forgotten. 1976 kind of goes along with 1776. It's easier to remember. You have to do math when you go up to 2026.
They said there'd be no math.
And, and not everybody's good with that. But people are starting to realize and get very excited. And we're really very excited. Just briefly, something that Glenn mentioned. I was asked to do something and originally asked to preach a sermon, and I just kind of, what are you talking about? But there were clergy throughout the time of the Revolution that preached fiery sermons in support of independence and the Revolution. And they were so effective that the British referred to them as the Black-Robed Regiment because they inspired their congregations to get involved in the cause of independence. And so I've completed costuming and completed some several places. It started out as one time. Now I think there are five or six times where I will either be doing a background of the Black Robe Regiment or twice at the fort. One will be a sermon to the troops on July 14th or on June 14th,
yeah.
And one another sermon will be a sermon in the style of the Black Robed Regiment that I'll be doing at a couple of churches.
So you can look for those patriotic services. And some of the churches are doing things on their own.
Yes.
You'll find that in the listings as well on the
we'll
website.
We'll be trying to put that in as the schedule fills up.
And I don't. If anybody has an idea to add something else in or that they're doing something and they'd like to have it listed, I guess they should contact you as well.
Yes. info@america250pablair.org is our email address, and we will try. We said a while ago, this is all we're going to do because this is all we can do. And then we've added a number of things to that because that's who we are. But there are a lot of things like Williamsburg, like Martinsburg, like Bellwood. They're doing their own thing, and some of them have been planning for a while. We are now glad to include and support and endorse them. There's also a race.
And they can be added to the Facebook page,
yes.
the county
yeah.
level
Facebook
page. Page.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's a lot of history on there as well for
there's
those
who want. There's a race in Tyrone. I think that's also on June 20th because we don't have anything else going on that day.
Why not put everything together?
Right.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I made some notes on this, as we usually do for the program, and I've got about three pages of things, and I don't have everything, plus the stuff that the organization had put out. So check the website often, and we'll have links to that on WRTA.com on the podcast page of this program, which will be up at the conclusion. It's WRTA Weekend. Doug Herendeen, we have with us Arts Altoona, Donna Gordy, A.C. Stickle from America 250 PA Blair County, and Glenn Nelson from Fort Robideau. And we're talking about the big celebrations going on. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the Community Day, then and now, Adam Holiday chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. This is from noon to 6 at Legion Park in Hollidaysburg. They're folks from the Blair County Historical Society, Genealogical Society, Fort Robideau as well. Glenn's going to be there?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And there's going to be music, there's going to be food, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff going on. You can sign a copy of the Declaration of Independence. Don't do the John Hancock thing because he already did that. Nobody thinks that's original anymore. Just, in other words, don't sign it so large that it takes up the space that nobody else would be able to sign the thing. I don't know what will happen to the document afterwards, but it will probably be in one of the historical societies.
That's a good question. The fort has one, and we have placed Judge Capriva came up with the idea, and she has one at the YMCA. And then we expanded on that a little bit, and we've placed one in all of the Blair County libraries.
Nice.
We changed it a little bit. We changed the font so it's a little more legible to most people, and we shrunk it just a smidgen so that we can, that's a technical term, so that we could put 125 lines on each side. So, and it's on foam board, so we would like you to read the declaration and then sign the declaration that you've read it. And so we'll have those, and I don't know what we'll do with them, but they won't, I don't throw anything away.
Yeah. Well, for the 300th, it'll be like, oh, there's Grandpa's signature. Seriously.
Sure.
Why not? Yeah, and I'm suddenly have a flashback to Stan Freberg. A man can't be too careful what he signs today. And if you don't get the reference, you could Google it, as CNN once said, and believe me, it'll be worth your time to do that. So that's some of the stuff that's happening tomorrow. And where do we want to go next here? The Legacy Weekend?
Yes, at Fort Robert. The Legacy Weekend, again, is June 13th and 14th, a Saturday and Sunday, with Saturday being frontier and civilian life, and Sunday being the military life at the fort. And the fort was a Continental Army regional fort. So it's a big deal and a big celebration, and we're going to party like it's 1776, 1976, and 2026. We were the Blair County's Bicentennial Project, which only made sense with the site being a Revolutionary War fort.
We should also make mention Juneteenth Jubilee is going to be going on around the same weekend. There's the, and as you mentioned, the anniversary of the founding of the Army. June 14th, 1775.
Yes.
And then Flag Day ceremony again on Heritage Plaza downtown.
At 1 p.m.
1 until 3 in downtown Altoona. All the stuff that's happening on the 20th, we mentioned it earlier, but just to reiterate, the motorcycle run is going to be...
That'll be the America 250 Freedom Ride that will registration is from 9:30 to 10:30 at the Hollidaysburg Veterans Home, and then we'll I think kickstands up at 11:30. That is another free event, free T-shirts to the first 250 people that sign up. I believe they are also doing some fundraising for that. I would like to point out that of all the things that the Blair County Commission has done, we have not used 1 cent of local tax money. It's all been privately raised, and everything that we're doing is privately raised. So we're very, very proud of that. And then our signature event that is being promoted around the area, actually all over the Pennsylvania, is our Star Spangled Symphony. The concession stands will open about 6:15 on the 20th at PNG Field. The Altoona Community Band will be playing from 6:30 to 7:30, and then followed by the Altoona Symphony Orchestra that will be somewhere around home plate on the field. We'll do the national anthem that will include both musical groups. A wonderful patriotic concert of music that you will all be familiar with. If you've never been to the symphony before because you think it's too highbrow, it won't. You'll love it. It'll be great music. When I talk about Tchaikovsky's Overture of 1812, some people glaze over.
You've heard it.
But you've heard it. You've heard it. And it'll be great. And we've, you know, we typically have cannons when possible, but we will have fireworks in place of the cannons.
And how's it like to be the guy that has to time that? Good luck.
Yes.
It'll
be fine. Now, in the unlikely case of precipitation, and I'm sort of a forecast atheist, so I don't listen to those guys usually, but we would be at the Altoona High School, and when we went over there, I said, now where do we put off the fireworks in here? And they didn't even crack a smile at all. So,
they thought, as long as you sweep it up.
So
it
goes on, rain or shine, but... We're praying for good weather.
Yeah,
so that we can be at the curve.
I hope that would be fantastic to do something like that. And again, like you said, it's not free to put on, but it is free to attend.
Yes.
So if people would like to go, this is your perfect opportunity. And by the way, the symphony is between their 97th and 98th seasons.
Yes. Yep.
So if you don't want to be proud about anything in the area, well, be proud about that. That's you know, again, I think that we get a little jaded to some of the stuff that we got around here, and visitors find it far more appealing than they say some of us who have been here for a while. But we do have a lot, and it's great to celebrate the 250th with a lot of it this year. The other thing I wanted to mention we did not get to is every 5 years there's a anniversary remembrance for September 11th, and that's going to be at the Jaffa Shrine Center again this year. It just happens to coincide, the 25th anniversary of 9/11, mm-hmm. sadly, coincides with the 250th of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Although some would say, oh, we've made it to 250 after something like that. Good. Mm-hmm. It's encouraging. And we'll have more about that later this year, Donna?
I sure hope so, yes.
Yeah, so that's something that you can plan for. I guess they're going to do that in perpetuity every 5 years.
I think that's the plan.
Yeah, and I think that's a nice remembrance and a good feature that that a lot of people may not be aware of because it doesn't happen every year because
right.
it's, you know, but it's a good way to do that. Is there anything else to add that we have not discussed that we want to let people know about?
I would just say, Doug, about the 9/11 remembrance, we're involved with that to a minimal extent. It's not something that you think of when you think about America's founding, but it certainly had an impact on our nation and has shown the strength and the resolve of which we've been able to get past that. And it's important that we remember it. I won't say when I was born, but I reference the end of World War II and my relationship and age to that versus my relationship and age to where we are now 25 years later. Mm. And I hope that we don't ever forget the cost of freedom because we did it 250 years ago, but we must maintain. We have to continue to defend our nation. So we're excited to be part of that. That's not a celebration, but it's certainly a remembrance. We do plan to make this an epic celebration as the Pennsylvania theme, educate, preserve, innovate, and celebrate. So we're very excited to look forward to all of the things that we have coming up in the next few months.
A republic if you can keep it.
Yes.
Glenn Nelson, anything else to add?
Just to emphasize again that you're talking about appreciation and what we have locally, and it's like Fort Robideau was a Continental Army built fort. I think that just doesn't, we don't remember that, and that's my job this year is to make sure people remember that. And they were looking for lead so that we could be independent and not reliant on other people and other sources. And even though the mine didn't last that long, the spirit and the intent of independence started here in Blair County.
You know, when people sit there and talk about Philadelphia, they had to be thinking that Sinking Valley might as well have been the moon. And that's how far they were willing to go to do something like this. Just a quick thing to let folks know that you have the events coming up for Revolutionary War Days in August. You also have the Halloween event on October 17th, the Veterans Program October 31st, and you've got the Mount Lyons Observatory
once a month through the summer.
Yeah. Although it seems to rain every time you schedule something.
Yeah, we're the drought busters.
Exactly. That's why they have the rain date for those things. But it's great if you can get out and check out the Sky Watch there. Yeah. And again, fortrobideau.org. Yep. For more information, we'll have a link to that. Glenn Nelson, thank you very much. A.C. Stickle. Again, if people want to go, that's America250PAblair.org, and then also the Facebook page. And Donna Gordy, anything to add?
Nope, just we have a lot going on in the community, and get out and get involved and come out and appreciate the work that all these people have been doing to commemorate our 250th anniversary, semi-sesquicentennial.
Folks, thank you very much, and we'll have the podcast up in just a few minutes on WRTA.com. And remember to fly the flag.